Hey, it is me now.
Good morning.
It's a bit different today. It was really strange. I was chatting with Craig and people were coming in and some people's faces going, hang on a minute. This is different. This is a bit different. So we wanted to do something a little bit different as we had the opportunity to do so. My name is Martin. And this morning I'd like to talk to you about my journey back to God and my journey back to the church. I grew up, as most people did, as a child. And Sunday mornings, I'm wearing my Sunday best today. Nice to see someone made an effort, but there we are. Sunday mornings, when I was a child, I used to go to the Church of England school. And I went because I had to, like a pastor or some of us here. And I remember the building and the experience. It was a very, very old, damp building. Pews, all very, very regimented in a line. You knew what you were going to be singing because the songs were already pre-sorted and up on the board. You had good old Gene on the organ playing it with hands and feet like a stingray puppet. Incredible. I also remember those cushions. I don't know if anyone remembers that. The praying down on your knees and underneath the pews, you pull this little cushion out and down you go with the organ. I was christened and I was confirmed by the Bishop of London. But I also remember those sort of church experiences seemed to be so extremely regimented. As I grew older, the priorities and other interests more like came into my life. Work, friends, varied friends from different elements of life, clubbing, parties. Deep down, I still had a hint of belief, but I honestly felt the thing. I honestly know now I lost my faith. Life went on, more work, more parties, living life, leaving God out. And it came to a point where I got into a spiraling rut. My drinking got heavier, and my work got more stressful. I was diagnosed then with depression, and all of these things took its toll. And it got to the point where I took no pills. Luckily, a friend found me, and I was okay. Many years later, when I think things couldn't have got any worse, Craig joined our company. And that was back in November 2014. What amazed me when Craig joined us was the fact he was an open Christian. He was out of the closet, he was Christian and proud, and this is really, really refreshing for me. And during my time knowing him, I had started to think, oh, I have so many questions, I've got things I want to know about. So I started asking him at work. He said, well, why not come to church? Well, I wasn't ready for church yet. He said, well, why not come to a study group? So I was invited on a Tuesday evening. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know whether they were going to start swinging, sacrifice animals. I had absolutely no idea what to expect of this, but I was welcomed. And what I realized was it was so much fun. People think, you know, that learning about God and understanding God is very, very serious and very, very sensible. And we do have those moments. But it's incredible how much fun it is having that environment to be able to talk. The other thing was I was then able to ask all the questions I wanted to ask. And some of them seemed to be really, really stupid questions, and surely everybody knows this, I didn't know. But the wonderful thing was, by asking these questions, other people then said, well, actually, I didn't know that, I didn't like to say it. And then we started to explore and question, and refer back to this to understand, and to understand even more. That's when I really started reading my Bible, and absolutely loved it. But they told me, when your faith gets stronger, that's when to watch out, because that's when the devil wants to get you. Because he's losing you. Took a while, but in the end, I decided to come to church. So my first Sunday at Eden Church was an experience. Now, remember what I told you about my experiences traditionally in church? Well, I turned up here, and it was extremely different. Plastic chairs, no pews. There's tea and coffee. The guy playing the lead guitar and the drummer. This is not Gene on the organ. This is very, very strange. You've got a great big screen up there, but most importantly, you've got toilet facilities. You never had that in our church. There's no altar and there's no font. very, very strange. So it really did take me by surprise. People were texting during prayer. It was really strange. And I said, people were texting. And I was told that they're not. He's texting over there now. Stop. And it just seemed really, really strange. But the very, very relaxed environment really did take me by surprise. Also, at the end of the service, there's a bunch of kids playing football at the back. So this was a very, very strange church experience for me. Some months went by, and the dead got in. And you may doubt whether this was the right church for me, or whether the church at all was the right thing for me. You may doubt the format and the informality. You may doubt whether I could be a good enough Christian when I stopped coming to church. But I still went to the study group. And with their fantastic support, well, come on to that in a second, because ironically, we got to a point very some weeks ago, where we were studying angelology and demonology. That was up. And there was a line from this book that we were reading and exploring that really hit home to me. And suddenly that realization hit in. Actually, Martin, it's not the informality of the church. It's the devil telling you he's trying to keep you away and trying to keep you from it. So that was fantastic. And after that, I was straight back here after that realization. I still have questions. When will God tell me what he wants from me? Keep asking him, come on. But it's all in his own time. Where is my life going? How will my relationship with Jesus grow? So what's happened, what's changed for me? Well, now I'm here. I'm standing up here, I thought I would, and speaking. I understand that I'm on a journey with God. I understand that it won't be easy, and I will always be tested. I understand the power of prayer, and hear a little bit of that from Ruth later. And most importantly, I understand that God is always with me and forgives me. What I want to do now is just very quickly read Psalm 23, and hopefully as I read this you'll understand why this means a great deal to me, what's happened in my life. Because the Lord is my shepherd. I shan't want for anything. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside the still waters. He's restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I have walked through the valley, the shadow of death, I don't have to fear evil anymore, for he's with me. His rod and staff, they comfort me. And in front of my enemies, he prepares a table, and anoints my head with oil, and my cap with oil. And surely, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's my day over. Hope you're enjoying the format as well as today. I know it's very, very different from what we normally do, but being with them and serving them together. So, we'll sing, if you like, the Lord is my shepherd.